Every mitzvah and every avera is comprised of discrete units. So, for example, Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of studying Torah, is comprised of units. Each word is a unit. So a unit equals one word. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, in Maseches Peah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur. And Talmud Torah is one of those things. That the unit for Talmud Torah is as small of a unit as you can imagine. Because it's Ein La Shiur. There's no measurement at all. You keep on dividing it in half and dividing it in half, and each time, each measurement that you can come up with is a self-contained unit. In contrast, the Vilna Gaon says, the mitzvah of lulav, right, is not, you can't keep on dividing it in half. Once you've taken up the arba minim, so you've been mekayim the mitzvah, and however long it takes you to pick up the arba minim, that's the unit of the mitzvah. We had earlier in the parak that the two lachmei todah that are used for consecrating Yerushalayim are a single unit. You can't split them in half. There's two pieces of bread, yes, but those two pieces comprise a single unit. You can't split it in half. So there are mitzvos, and the mitzvos are comprised of units, and the unit for each mitzvah is different. For Talmud Torah, the units are very small. For the lachmei todah, it's a larger unit. It's two pieces of bread, not one. One is only half a unit. And for lulav, so again, there's a unit, and the unit is not minuscule, but rather it has a concrete amount, a concrete quantity. Now, when it comes to averos also are split up into units. And sometimes a person can spend a long time doing a single unit of avera, and at other times, during that same span of time, a person can do many, many units of avera. And the question of how to define a unit of averos is something which occupies a lot of attention in many different mesechtos in Shas. And our mesechta, right, is no exception. So we're going to encounter on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis the discussion about Yedios being mechalik averos into units. That sometimes you have a large stretch, a large unit, and if you have a yedia in between, so that's going to split up the avera into two units. And on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha by a yedias safik. If a person kind of knows, or sort of knows, or knows that maybe he did an avera, so does that split up the earlier maisa from the later maisa? In other words, it's clear that there are two distinct actions. If we were taking a video recording of this person's avera, we would be able to show that his hand, or his feet took him into the Beis HaMikdash once, and then his feet took him out of the Beis HaMikdash, and then his feet took him back into the Beis HaMikdash. So there were two acts of entering the Beis HaMikdash. But halachically speaking, just because there were two actions and two knisos into the Beis HaMikdash does not guarantee that's considered two units of avera, which will each merit an independent karban chatas, or karban olav yored, or karban asham talui. No, because a unit in halacha can be defined in many different ways. For example, we know that if you're eating, let's say, if you're eating something which is a davar ha'asur, so if you eat within an achilas pras, if you have one continuous act of eating, so then it can be considered one unit. But if you pause for a significant amount of time in between bites, so then it's considered two units. In the end of the day, let's say you ate 4 grams of treif food. So you ate 4 grams without pausing, you ate 4 grams with pausing. So it's the same motion of your jaw. It takes the same amount of jaw motion to eat the 4 grams, whether there's a pause or whether there's no pause. But if there's no pause, so then the whole thing is considered a single unit. The pause splits it up into two. So the same thing. You can have two acts of walking into the Beis HaMikdash, just like two chews of the jaw. And yet, under some circumstances, if there was no yediyah, no qualifying yediya in between these two kinesas, so then they're considered to be a single unit. But if there is a qualifying yediya in between the two kinesas, then they're considered to be two units. And that's the hesber of the Gemara on Daf Yotes. Now, when our sugya mentions this idea of shnei zesi chelev behelim echad, what that means essentially is that he did two acts of achila. His jaw went up and down twice. He ate 2 grams of machalos asuros. That's chelev. It's a machal ha'asur. It's something which is forbidden to eat. And yet, those two zesim, those two measurements of chelev are considered to be a single unit, unless there's a yediyah in between. If they're in a halim echad, if they're in one period of ignorance, so then they're considered to be a single unit, because the fact that they're surrounded by the forgetting at the beginning and the remembering at the end, and there's nothing to break that those two bookends from one another, the forgetfulness and then the recall, so they're considered to be one unit, because they're all sandwiched between a single shikha and a single yediyah. But if there is some sort of a yediyah in between, then it's no longer shnei zesim behelim echad. It's shnei zesim b'shnei halamos. Ah, now there's two measurements and two halamos, so then they are for sure considered to be split apart. The question is, what exactly is the definition of the shnei zesim behelim echad? So what is considered to be two distinct halamos, and what's considered to be one integrated halim? So when we discussed it in the context of machalos asuros or of kinesis to the Beit HaMikdash, it's pashut that a yediyah, a recall of whatever was forgotten originally, is considered a yediyah in between, and it splits up the halamos. But that's a full recall, which involves remembrance of everything that was forgotten and a realization that the person did the Avera, or at least it involves the person's getting all the information necessary to realize that they did an Avera. But in our sugya, it's not so pashut that all of that is present. What happened in our sugya? In our sugya, so there was a person, and he was an Ama Aretz, let's say. So the Ama Aretz, at first he had a shikha, he forgot, or he never knew to begin with, that he had a chiyuv to be poresh mi ishto b'shas veses. So that's one shikha. And then, in the middle of his action, of his maisa bia, so his wife became a nida, and then he had another shikha, which was a shikha of an unawareness, a lack of awareness, that he was chayav to be porish be'ir mace, and he was porish miyad, and that was a second avira, that he was porish be'ir chay, he was porish with hana meruba, in a manner which gave him a lot of pleasure, rather than being porish in the way he was supposed to, in the manner which gave him the least pleasure possible. This is the halamos in the Gemara. So there was some sort of a yediyah or a hakara of something in between. It was a hakara that is his wife became a nida. And then it seems that there are two separate shikhas. One act of forgetfulness or of halama is a halama of the iser to or the chiyuv to be porish b'shas veses. And then a second is a shikha or a halama of the halacha that he has to be porish in the least pleasurable manner possible. So it would seem that these are two distinct halamos. It's almost what we would call shnei shemos, as if a person forgot Hilchos Shabbos and he did a malacha, then he forgot Machalos Asuras and he ate something which is forbidden, which for sure is considered two separate units of Avera, because it's two separate lavim. He forgot and he did two separate Averos, two separate maisim that have no shaykhos to one another, and therefore he would bring two karbanos. But in our Gemara, the Gemara considers it shnei zesim behalim echad. So what is it that binds or that unites these two shikhos, these two halamos, that the Am Aretz had? So over here it's a little bit pashut, that one of the things that binds them is that they're both subcategories, they're both isurim that relate to Hilchos Nida. So even though they're two separate halachos, but they fall under the same umbrella category. They both fall under the category of hilchos nida. So therefore we can consider them to be a single halama. In fact, if we go even further, we can say that the chiyuv to be poish b'shas veses is not really what he's guilty of. What he's guilty of is that he didn't take proper care to make sure that he would avoid being over the Isra of Boel Nida. And because of that, he's considered a shkaga. It's not a shkaga because he didn't know the halacha of the chiyuv to be poish b'shas veses, but rather it's a shkaga that he didn't take proper care to avoid coming into a matziv of being over, be'onis on Boel Nida, and that's considered to be a shkaga. The fact that he placed himself in a hazardous situation, in a situation where he would have no choice but to be over in Avera, that itself is called Tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo be'onis, and when it comes to this area of halacha, we're considering it a pshia, and he's going to be chayiv to bring a karban for that. So then, both of the halamos are halama hilchos nida. The Rimagash, however, brings down something else which binds the two of them together. And that, says the Rimagash, is that both of them are halamos of the halacha. In both cases, what the Am Haaretz forget was a forgetfulness of the halacha. In other words, both of these averos came about due to ignorance of the halacha. And that's something which binds them together. The type or the category, the class of forgetfulness is the same by both of them. It's shikchas halacha. In contrast, says the Rimagash, later on the Gemara is going to tell you that a Talmid Chacham, right, who is a Talmid Chacham in terms of the Chiyuv to be Porish B'Shas Veses, he knows that Halacha, but he doesn't know the Halacha that he's Chayav to be Porish, right, in the way which is least pleasurable. So in that case, says the Gemara, it's considered to be two Halamos. But in the end of the day, if we take the first criteria, the criteria that they're both united under Hilchos Nida, so the case of the Talmid Chacham also, both of the Shikchos are Shikchos in Hilchos Nida. At first he was Nizdakek Le'ishto, and then he thought that he'd have enough time, and he really didn't, but that was a mistake within Hilchos Nida. And then the second Shikcho also, he thought that it was permitted to be Poresh in a more pleasurable way, and he was wrong about that. That was also a shikcha about Hilchos Nida. So in that sense, they should be considered Shnei Zesi Chelev Behalim Echad. What is it that in the case of the Am Haaretz unites the two, and in the case of the Talmid Chacham splits between the two? So the Rimagash suggests that by the Am Haaretz, both of the shikchos were shikchos of halacha. He was unaware of halacha in both instances, and that binds them together and makes them considered to be a single unit. But by the Talmid Chacham, his initial shikcha, the first shikcha, was a shikcha of the mitzios. He thought that he'd be able to get in and out before his wife became a nida, and he was wrong. He miscalculated the mitzios. He miscalculated his own speed or his own strength. The Rimagash says that he thought that he'd be able to do it in a soft enough way that it wouldn't cause her to become a nida. Right? But he was wrong. He was not able to do it soft enough. And then as a consequence of his ma'isabiyah, she became a nida. So again, his mistake was in evaluating his own control of his body. That's his error. That's not an error in halakha. That's an error in mitzios. So the first shikha was a shikhas mitzios. The second shikha, though, was a shikha of the halakha. He thought that it was permitted to be porish in a more pleasurable way, whereas in fact it was forbidden. These two types of shikha, says the Rimagash, cannot combine with one another. A shikhas mitzios and a shikhas halakha are considered to be two separate shikhos. At least if they lead to two separate actions of Isser, the one, the Maisa Bia, and the second, the Maisa Prisha. Now this is the shita of the Rimagash. Rashi and Tosfos argue. For Rashi and Tosfos, what splits in the case of the Talmid Chacham is that in the case of the Am Haaretz, so the Am Haaretz never realized he did an Avera, because all that he knew in between was that his wife became a Nida. He never found out that it was Asur, or that it had been Asur, for him to be Nizdakek Le'ishto B'Shas Vesta. But the Talmid Chacham, who knew that it's Asur, or it's a Chiyuv to be Porish B'Shas Veses, and he just thought that he'd be able to get in and out before the time came, and he was mistaken. As soon as his wife says, I'm a nida, he realizes, oy vey, I've done an avera. I thought it wasn't close enough to the Shas Vesis, and it really was. So it's the idea that he did the Avera in between, which separates his two Maisim into two separate units.